U.S. Coast Guard unveils Arctic Security Cutter homeports. The U.S. Coast Guard will homeport its first two Arctic Security Cutters in Kodiak, Alaska, with a third cutter planned for Seward once supporting infrastructure is ready, marking a major step in Washington's push to expand U.S. icebreaking capacity in the Arctic. This strategic move aims to reinforce America's maritime dominance in the Arctic and enable the Coast Guard to defend its northern border and meet evolving threats with speed and strength. The announcement follows the Coast Guard's April decision to base its first two Arctic security cutters in Alaska and comes amid a broader effort to rebuild the U.S. icebreaker fleet after years of concern over limited American capability in polar regions. The program is backed by $3.5 billion in fiscal year 2025 reconciliation funding and supported by a U.S.-Finland icebreaker cooperation agreement. The Arctic Security Cutter program is intended to speed delivery of new medium icebreakers while strengthening U.S. shipbuilding capacity. In December 2025, the Coast Guard awarded two contracts to a Bollinger Shipyards-led consortium for up to six Arctic Security Cutters. Rauma Marine Constructions of Finland will build up to two vessels with delivery of the first expected in 2028, while Bollinger Shipyards will construct up to four cutters domestically in Louisiana with the first U.S.-built vessel slated for 2029. The investment comes as the United States seeks to close a widening Arctic capability gap with Russia and respond to growing Chinese interest in the region. U.S. officials have repeatedly warned that America's aging and limited icebreaker fleet is insufficient for emerging operational and national security demands in the far north.